Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson and Chad McCleary, Water Treatment Plant Superintendent, who was named the 2016 Community Operator of the Year by the Iowa Rural Water Association, about that award, and the City of Washington's water system. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Representatives from the City of Washington attended a meeting in Des Moines recently and came back with an award for an employee here in Washington. Can you share what happened?
Yes. Chad McCleary, who's our water plant superintendent, was awarded the Community Operator of the Year award by the Iowa Rural Water Association. So it's a great thing.
And what was it like to hear that called? Did you have any idea?
I did. Actually, I was supposed to teach a water disinfection course for Kirkwood Community College that day. So I had to be informed so I could make arrangements to change that class. So I actually knew going in, yeah.
And for those who aren't aware of what your job includes, what your duties are, can you kind of explain what that is?
I deal with all the water treatment aspects for the City of Washington. So it's my job to make sure that all the water gets treated and makes all the proper federal and state regulations. And I also do that for the City of Westchester and the City of Ainsworth.
And Washington's had quite a few updates recently regarding the water system, specifically with the wells in the last year or so. Can you tell us what's been going on?
Well, number seven, we went with a different approach to what we've done in the past. Typically, we use stainless steel drop pipe for those wells, and we decided to use this flexible hose. There were several reasons we did that, and corrosion was a big one. It was also going to be cost-effective to use it. So we've done that, which is we were the first municipality in the state of Iowa to try this technology. And then with well number six, we are currently in the process of recasing that well, which will take a couple months' time. But it should essentially rehab that well to give us, hopefully, several more decades of service.
Just additional detail. The city has three wells that are currently in operation. They're essentially numbered from the beginning, so that's why we have 5, 6, and 7 that are in service currently. The newest of those wells was drilled in 1969. The oldest is 1946, I believe. Those are all deep Jordan aquifer wells, so they're 1,900-foot deep wells. So, just for perspective.
And what projects regarding the water system for the city are coming up in the next few years?
Okay, well, once we get well six done, we have been working on design for the water plant improvements. So we'll be expanding the water plant, converting our treatment process from electrodialysis reversal, which we've had since 1992 when the plant was built. We're going to convert to a reverse osmosis system. So that's a big thing. And then really, we've knocked out a lot of the big projects on the water treatment side and storage side. But then we will be doing probably about 3 years from now a process to repaint and kind of retool a maintenance project on the South Tower. And then we're looking at similar paint job to the new tower that we put up on the north side of town. So we'll have the logo and all of that. So.
And with all these improvements, what does that mean for the residents as far as water quality?
Water quality should get better in terms of hardness. That'll be a big thing. We're hoping to make it to where no one in the city limits who is a customer of our city water will have to use any kind of home water softening system. And there's also just some water chemistry aspects of the water that we expect to change that we think will definitely improve taste and odor and all those kind of things. So we're expecting it to be a very good thing for the residents of the city.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson and Water Treatment Plant Superintendent Chad McCleary. This is part one of a two-part interview.